Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Zayin through Yud Beis. We're going to talk about Birkas HaMazon with the Mevarich, greeting during Birkas HaMazon, how to sit during Birkas HaMazon, and benching during travel and work. So the Mechaber says in Zayin, Nachon Adavar Shekol Echon Meha Mesubin Yomar Balach Hashem Meha Mevarich Kol Bracha Ubracha VaAfilu HaChasimo. So it's proper that each guest says each bracha of Birkas HaMazon, including the endings, quietly together with the Mevarich. And the Rama adds, V'yaktim l'saim k'tas kodam ha-mevarich k'deish yane amin k'del elsim en nun tes. So the guest should conclude the bracha slightly before the Mevarich, so that way he can respond amin. And the Rama also says, Einosin koshal bracha elo l'tov ayin. We give a koshal bracha only to one who has a favorable eye. So why is it that according to the Mechaber, the guest should say the benching together with the Mevarich? Nachon adover, haynu av, t'midino haya yose nachon sheyesh mu'am esubin kol ha-birkats ha-mazon m'piyam ezamin v'hu yotziim b'vircho'so v'atzman lo yivarchu. So even though it would have been better for all of the guests to listen to the Mevarich and not to say the words themselves at all, however, since b'avonoseinu harabim people don't concentrate and they're not paying attention to the words of the Mevarich at all, and it turns out that they're missing all of Birkas HaMazon entirely, and they are being mevatel the mitzvah essay of Birkas HaMazon. Kach nachon kayom yoser shehamesubin yomer be'atzma balachash komila v'mila im ha-mevarich kadeh sheyivarchu yachto. So therefore, it's more proper that the people around the table should also say the Birkas HaMazon quietly, word by word, together with the Mevarich, and they bench all together in unison. V'nekra al yedei zeh Birkas Zimun. U'miskai ma sha'omar ha'kosov gadud Hashem iti in roma mashmo yachtov d'mizei yafino Birkas Zimun u'chmosh kosavnu l'kamon. So by all benching together, so they still fulfill the idea of Birkas Zimun, of having a unified bracha of Birkas HaMazon and fulfilling the pasuk of gadud Hashem iti. Certainly, they should at least, at the very least, say the first bracha together with the Mevarich, word by word, and the guest should do so quietly. If they don't say the first bracha, then according to many, so then they've totally lost the idea of zimun, of a collective bracha. So according to this, the practice of many that after they finish Baruch Shachanu, everybody says benching out loud to himself, you know, to himself. So they're not acting properly. The Mevarich needs to say the first bracha out loud so that everybody can hear. And everybody else should say each word quietly together with him. At the end of the bracha, so the guests should finish up before the Mevarich gets to the end, so that way they are able to say Amin. So the Magen Avram sides with the Tashbits that for the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon, the guests shouldn't say anything. They should just sit there quietly and listen to all of the words of the Mevarich and have in mind to be Yotzi with him. After that, so then they should say each word quietly. According to this opinion, the collective bracha goes up until and including the first bracha. However, that is not our practice. The proper approach is that if you know that all of the guests at your table are going to pay attention to the Mevarich, lasos ka tashbits, so actually you should do like that tashbits, or actually yodiyah lohem etchila sheyichavnu latzis v'gam hu yechavi in the hotziyah. But you should just let them know, to begin with, that they should have in mind to be yotze with you, and that you will have in mind to be motzi them. When I was learning in Eretz Yisrael for the year, one of the rebbeim actually did this. He practiced like the tashbits. He went around the table before benching and said, everybody should have in mind to be yotze with me during the first bracha, or whoever was the mevarich. And then the rest of the guests said benching only from the second bracha and on. But davka kasheashomim kulam avinim lashon hakodesh. That's all true only if the people at the table actually understand lashon hakodesh. The lavach bivad the tov yoser shor yivarchu be'atman kol abirkas hamazon v'lo latzis min ha-mevarich. Because if not, then they need to say all of the words, and they're not going to be able to be yotze with the mevarich if they don't understand the words of benching. Chav tes l'tov ayin. What does it mean that we give kosh habracha only to a tov ayin shu hu sone betza v'gomecheset b'mamono? Somebody who
who despises theft, and he does kindness with his money. Shnemar tov ayin hu yivorach. So the pasuk says tov ayin hu yivorach, a tov ayin will be blessed. Al tekar yivorach ela yivorich. So we read it as he should give the bracha. Turning now to Siv Ches and the Mechaber. Le'inin lishol bebirka samazo mipnei hayira o mipnei hakavod yashmi sheomer shedina ketfila. So with respect to a greeting due to fear or honor in during benching, so there are those who say that we treat benching just like tefila. So what's the halach over there? Mishnah Berurah lamed she'in sho'alinu mishivin klal. You don't greet, you don't respond at all. Ve'atam demitzinu she'achmiru chachamim birkas hamazon she'in mevarken el b'makom echad ketfila. From the fact that we see that the chachamim were stringent about benching, that you say it only in one place, just like davening. La'afuke kriyashma she'achol amr b'mahalich min pasuk rishon v'ilach v'yashomer me'alav avecha v'ilach. That comes to the exclusion of kriyashma, which you can say while traveling, as long as you finish the first pasuk, or at least until alav avecha v'le'el simit samach gimel ayin sham b'mishnah Berurah. So since birkas hamazon has the same rule as tefila, so therefore we treat it like tefila that you can't greet or respond at all. What about responding to kedusha, baruch hu, amen in the middle of the brachos? So the Chazon Ish, this is quoted in footnote 24, the Chazon Ish wrote that one may respond to kedusha and baruch hu, but others say that you should actually treat it exactly like tefila, as if you were in the middle of Shemona Esa. You should stop and listen. So say the Kaf HaChaim and Rav Shlomo Zalman. What about the fourth bracha, which is Derabanan? Does it have the same status as the rest? So the Aruch HaShulchan says no, but the Kaf HaChaim says we should treat it the same way. Let's continue now. In Sif Tes. Tzarech leishiv b'shash mevarich bein im hayaholich b'viso kasha'achal o omid o meisiv. So one must sit when he says birkas hamazon, whether he was walking, standing, or reclining while eating. Kishamagil mevarich tzarech leishiv k'dei sh'yuchal l'chavin yoser. When you get up to benching, you have to sit so that you can pay attention. V'gam lo yehi meisiv shudar gaiva el yeshiv be'imo. You shouldn't recline because that would be arrogant. Rather, he should sit with a sense of fear. The Rama adds nearly delav davka mevarich elahu adin kol amasubin lo yeshiv b'kalas rosh ela be'imo. Not only the mevarich needs to sit this way, but all of the people at the table need to sit this way, not in a lightheaded way, but rather with a sense of fear. But if you didn't do this, even if you benched while traveling, you would be yotze. So does this all apply to the fourth bracha as well? So this also applies to the fourth bracha so that it's not denigrated. Even though it's derabanan, we don't want to treat it differently. So the over here we're talking about a case where you were at home when you ate. Whereas if you were traveling when you ate, we'll have to wait until Sif Yud Aleph. Lamed Gimel Hu Adin Kol Amesubim Chivan Dechul and Yotzim Bebrachaso Tzrichin Leishiv Uveimak Mevarich Atmo. So why do the rest of the guests also need to sit in this way? Because they're being yotze with the mevarich, so they have to sit in the same posture as the mevarich. Lamed Dalid Afilu Berach Mahalach Vechulei Hanu Kishu Mahalach Beveisu B'Makom Achilaso. If you're walking around your house where you ate, Alva Kishu Halach L'Makom Acher Berach Yesh Deos Bezeh. But if you ate in one place and then went to another place and benched, so then there's a machlokas haposkim about that. We will get up to that quickly. Until when do you have to sit? Kaf HaChaim, right? So you should sit until Oseh Shalom, just like we would do for Tefillah, where you would stay in the same place until Oseh Shalom. Mechaber Sif Yud. There are those who say that Me'in Shalosh also requires sitting in this posture. Does everybody agree? So no. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Hey. Ayin Bevei Aragosh. Atala Din Zeh B'mashim V'or L'Kamon V'simin Kuf Pedal Sif Gimel. So the Gra says that this all depends on what we're going to learn in Kuf Beidalet Siv Gimel about what requires the bracha to be made in the original location of eating. Does that apply to Shivas Aminim? Does it apply only to Mizonos? Maybe it only applies to actual bread. So there's a three-way machlokas about that. So the one who says that whenever you say a Me'in Shalosh, you have to say it in your original place, that's the Rambam who holds that you say Me'in Shalosh in all, that you have to say it in the original place in all three of those categories. But at the very least, this rule would apply to Mizonos, that if you eat Mizonos, you have to say it in this posture, because the bracha on Mizonos, you have to say in its original place. Continuing now in Yud Aleph, if you were traveling and eating, so you don't sit down and bench because you're not able to concentrate fully. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed Vav, in Yeshiv, you're not going to be able to concentrate even if you sit down. Why? You're going to be thinking about how you're getting delayed. There's going to be so much traffic. You're not going to be able to focus. Rather, you should continue traveling and bench. That's all true when you were eating while traveling. Exactly as the Mechaber formulates. tzarech levarch gam kein b'yeshiva. But if you were eating while sitting, then certainly you have to bench while sitting as well. The Mechaber says in Yud Beis, also levarich hu osik b'malachto, it's prohibited to bench and do something else and work at the same time. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's true not only about benching, but hainu kol abrachos. That's true about all brachos. You can't be involved in anything else. V'ayin the kamon b'sim in kufts adiyav Mishnah Berurah shusham avor hitiv, where we will see more about that. Why is this? Because as the Taz says, if you're engaging in other matters, then you're demonstrating that the bracha is not significant to you. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds that you shouldn't even signal with your eyes when you're in the middle of the bracha. Rather, your full intent should be concentrated on the bracha. Ad kan for Kuf Pei Gimel. Next time around, we'll continue in Kuf Pei Dalet, Be'ezus Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.